It's time for our Redskins report with Trevor Maddich. Here we go. Trevor Maddich has many titles. He's a Redskins elite long snapper, a WMAL Redskins analyst, and a Comcast Sportsnet co-host with 12, count them, 12 Emmys. Good morning to you, Trevor Maddich.
Good morning, Brian. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Good to have you on board this morning. Okay, so the Redskins, the Cowboys, it's always a classic matchup. Sometimes, you know, one team looks like it's going to be better than the other, but there are surprises because, you know, people are highly motivated in this matchup. So how do you see this game shaping up?
Well, this game shapes up as being near desperation for both teams as much as you can have in September. The odds are long against making the playoffs if you start 0-2. And so for the Redskins, certainly for their part, they can't afford to lose their second consecutive home game, especially against the division team, and especially because as they get into November and December, the schedule gets a whole lot more difficult. Mm.
Trevor, we saw last week against the Steelers that the Redskins had some issues on defense. And yes, they're going to be facing a rookie quarterback, but they're also going to be facing Alfred Morris in the backfield wearing that damn star on his helmet. And, you know, he's going to have an agenda. Alfred Morris wants to show the Redskins that they made a mistake by letting him slip through the fingers. Is that a problem for the Redskins?
Larry, that's a huge problem for the Redskins because we think about last week's debacle for the Redskins' defense against the Steelers, and we think of all the passes to Antonio Brown. That wasn't the biggest problem. The biggest problem was the Redskins could not stop the run, and it was the Steelers' backup running back that was gouging them. Their starter was suspended.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden now you have the Cowboys coming in with one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, and Alfred Morris, who, by the way, is running just like he did when he left the Redskins. Hard, physical, effective runs. And if the Redskins' defense can't stop Alfred Morris, then Alfred Morris will get his revenge because – that's the big thing that they've got to get done.
Well, also the quarterback situation, because the Cowboys, as you know, are Romo-less, and they got a guy named Dak Prescott, 25 completions, 45 attempts, 227 yards in his first outing. Kirk Cousins, even though he had a couple of interceptions, he racked up 329 yards. How's that going to shape up? Do you think that this guy Dak is something to be concerned about?
Yeah, this guy Dak is something to be concerned about. He's a rookie, but he stayed an extra year at Mississippi State specifically to work on his skills as a passer. He was known more as a dual threat kind of running quarterback, and he did that. I mean, I remember going down to Mississippi to visit with his coach, Dan Mullen, and he did demos in his office about some of the techniques he was showing Dak that he needed to work on for his senior year, and he did. The good thing for the Redskins, though, besides the fact that Prescott is a rookie, is that last week against the Giants, he did not succeed in throwing the ball down the field accurately.
Yeah.
And if he does not throw accurately deep against the Redskins, it'll be a relief. After Ben Roethlisberger was dropping in precision, all-pro caliber passes time and time again deep down the field against the Redskins, I don't think the Redskins will have the same problem with Prescott, because I don't think he's ready for that kind of deep accuracy.
All right, and just one other follow-up. It looks like that when you look at the statistics in the first game, in the first outing, hard to know since we only have one game under our belt, but the Redskins look better in the passing game, and the Cowboys look a lot better in the running game. So which is more important, and how does that shape out generally when one is better in passing and the other is better in running?
Well, you want to be better at running, but the Redskins don't have that option. And so they're a team right now that, until further notice, has got to pass first and then run to complement the pass. And they had that going on with the Pittsburgh game, where there were a lot of open guys in short pass routes that Pittsburgh basically left open so that the Redskins could get the short passes, but not the long ones. And Kirk Cousins was inaccurate, especially early on a lot of those passes, and they weren't patient enough to work the ball down the field 5-6 yards at a time by throwing it. You can do that, but you've got to be patient and you've got to commit to it. So I think the Redskins are okay with their passing game because the strength of the team is the wide receivers and the tight end, not the running backs, not the offensive line run blocking. So I would expect to see a lot of Kirk Cousins throwing early and often and complement that with the running game that they hope will work out. And I'm guessing that the best running back for the Redskins against the Cowboys will be rookie undrafted free agent Rob Kelly, not Matt Jones.
Wow. Do you think he won't get the start, though?
No, he won't get the start, but Matt Jones runs too upright. I think Dallas' defense is not very good, but I think the style that Robert Kelly will bring to it will give him a chance to be more successful. And the Redskins need to find a running back that can be that bell cow guy that will get him 4 yards like Alfred Morris did.
Yeah.
So far, Matt Jones has not proven he can be that guy.
Well, and how did crybaby Eli Manning do with his passing game against the Cowboys last week? Because he doesn't have – I mean, listen, I think it's arguable that he's a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins, considering he has 2 Super Bowl rings, but he certainly doesn't have the wide receivers Kirk Cousins has to work with, nor the tight end.
Yeah, Larry, what did you call Eli Manning?
Crybaby Eli Manning.
I'm sorry, my phone broke up.
That would be crybaby Eli Manning.
I got you. Okay, I got it now. Yeah, I just don't want to say it because it can't come out of my mouth. It can come out of yours, though. You can get in trouble. He actually didn't do very well. The Dallas defense did a very good job limiting him. I would hope that the Redskins would do better, but you don't know because on paper, the Cowboys defense isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
But we only have one data point to judge on, and that's that Giants game. And Eli, a multiple Super Bowl winning quarterback, Pro Bowl quarterback, is a guy that they were able to limit. So we'll find out how good they are against Cousins.
Just how difficult is it to go from a Monday night game to a Sunday game, that shortened work week? How hard is that on the team?
This early in the season, it's not hard at all because your body's not beat down. Now, you get into November and December, it's miserable because you need that extra 24 hours to heal. As an NFL player, you are in pain at all times. I mean, you're in pain waking up in the morning at home and eating scrambled eggs for breakfast. It hurts.
Yeah.
But this early in the season, it's not that big of a deal to lose that extra day of rest.
Well, that's actually sort of a foreboding admonition you gave us, Trevor Medish, because the next time the Cowboys and Redskins will meet, it'll be on Thanksgiving Day, meaning that's in November, and the Redskins will only have a handful of days rest between their Sunday game and that Thursday game. So they better get the
right.
W tonight.
The Redskins need to pile up some wins early now. It hurts to lose that Pittsburgh game, but they can't afford to lose this one now because, boy, surrounding that Cowboys game are a whole bunch of playoff teams that the Redskins will have a lot of trouble with.
All right, Trevor Medish, leave it there. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, guys.